is Dr. Mejia, the 10th for the patient, Julia Romero. Medical record is 157746. Date of birth 6/7/1963. Referring physician, Dr. Kenneth Beige. Procedure performed. EGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedures, biopsies. Cost nipplepectomy. Date of the procedure, June 28, 2024. Indications. Histocolon polyp, status post EMR. This is a 6-month follow-up for that. Number two, a history of stomach polyps. Post-op diagnosis, impression one. Several diminutive polyps in the fundus and body of the stomach. Number two, internal hemorrhoids. Number three, diverticulosis coli. Number four, descending colon polyp. Number five, hepatic flexure tattoo noted. We know polyp procedure was seen per paragraph. Depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy. Complication done immediately. Medication as per mortal anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Boston preparation score of 9 period. Operative procedures per double template per paragraph. Findings. Oropharynx appear normal per paragraph. Esophagus appear normal per paragraph. Stomach, there's several diminutive polyps in the fundus and body of the stomach. Biopsies taken period. Stomach appear erythematous in the antrum body. Biopsies taken for H. pylori per paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, descending colon, scattered diverticulosis present, period. In the descending colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters. Cost nipplepectomy performed, period, paragraph. Spleen infection appear normal, period, paragraph. Transverse colon appear normal, period, paragraph. In the hepatic flexure, there is a tattoo noted with no polyp procedure seen, period, paragraph, ascending colon cecum, appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, photopathology reports, number 2, 3, full measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, next number, high fiber diet, next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, patient will need follow-up in GI in 3 to 4.